Lewis, give the reaction from the dressing room on that one. There was a lot of endeavour out there tonight, but ultimately probably didn't create enough to get something from the game, did you?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we showed a bit more energy and passion this game compared to the last one. We showed fight and desire to try and get the 3 points, but like you say, we didn't create enough. Probably would have been happy coming in with a point after we worked so hard, but yeah, we just need to start scoring goals and putting them points on the board.
Let's quickly reflect on the goal that went in against you, because obviously the Traore-Jimenez combination is one that everyone is well aware of, but when the execution's as good as it was, is that hard to stop?
Yeah, definitely. I think obviously he's a powerful player. I think we did really well throughout the game. I think Smudge on that side was top class today. He worked incredibly hard like he always does. Kept him quiet for most of the game, and it was unfortunate. I think we probably could have stopped it at source from the free kick, maybe. Slowed the game down a little bit, but like you say, it was a tough ask to do that for the whole game, and unfortunately we obviously conceded.
Can you compare the mood in the dressing room now after that to the mood in the dressing room after the Palace game?
Obviously we're all very disappointed again. We know we need to win these games, but I think there was I think if we came in a 0-0, I think the tides would have changed. We'd have picked up a point and showed how much we were willing to work. So we're all very disappointed again, and we know we need to get these points on the board, but maybe it was a little turning point, passion-wise, I'd say, and fight.
As you say, the creative element in the final third has been the stumbling block. No shots on target today. Has that been something to do with the nature of the two teams you've come up against, and that they're very well organised and they stifle you? Or has it been you guys maybe not being quite at it?
It's a tough one, really. I think we've got the capabilities in the squad. We've got skillful players. We've got players that can score goals. We just need to get them opportunities, really. And they can't score goals if they don't have opportunities. So we need to work incredibly hard to defend hard and then counter and create chances ourselves. So I think it's a bit of both. We're probably sitting top teams a little bit and trying to go for the counter, but it's just not working at the moment. But I think we're going to carry on fighting to the end and trying to get these points.
And of course, you had a little run of games before lockdown. You've been in the team the last couple as well. You lost both of your midfield central partners today for various reasons. You ended up as the sort of senior midfielder on the pitch at the end.
Yeah, like I say, obviously everyone worked really hard today. A couple of people picked up some knocks, and I think it was just showing the fight that I might have got a few knocks. But like I say, whoever's on the pitch, we will give it our all to the end, and definitely got that in the group. It's a good set of lads, and we're here to fight, to be fair.
And just finally, the bottom of the table, Aston Villa have drawn today. So there's three teams on the same points. Watford, just 1 point ahead of you. I guess nobody else has massively managed to capitalise on the fact you haven't taken a point yet.
I think that's something to go forward on. I think we just focus on ourselves and take it game by game and try and win as many games as we can. So I think if we concentrate on ourselves and we get the points on the board, we should be fine.